जय राधा माधव जय कुंज जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय जयो यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जयो यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी Thank you. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్యశ్రోత్ర శ్రీమద్వై చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్యశ్రోత్ర శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కీ జయ. నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. ప్రేమ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. బ్రజభూమి శ్రీ బృందావన్ ధామ కీ జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ కీ జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ కీ జయ. గంగామయ్యా కీ జయ. జమునామయ్యా కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి కీ జయ. శ్రీమతి తులసీ మహారాణి కీ జయ. సమవేత గౌర భక్తవృంద కీ జయ. తాయి గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బోల్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text 54. జితాసనోజితశ్వాస ప్రత్యారితషడ ఇంద్రియ హరిభావనయాధ్వస్త రజసత్వతమోమల. జితాసనోజితశ్వాస ప్రత్యారితషడ ఇంద్రియ హరి భావనయా ధ్వస్త రజసత్వ తమోమల. జితాశనోజితశ్వాస ప్రత్యారితషడింద్రియ హరి భావనయా ధ్వస్త రజసత్వ తమోమల. Matajis. Jitasanaha, one who has controlled the sitting posture. Jitashvasaha, one who has controlled the breathing process. Pratyarita, turning back. Shat, six. Indriyaha, senses. Hari, the absolute personality of Godhead. Bhavanaya, absorbed in. Dhvasta, conquered. Rajaha, passion. Sattva, goodness. Tamaha, ignorance. Malaha, contamination. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One who has controlled the sitting postures, the yogic asanas and the breathing process can turn the senses towards the absolute personality of Godhead and thus become immune to the contaminations of the modes of material nature, namely mundane goodness, passion and ignorance. Purport. The preliminary activities of the way of yoga are asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana, etc. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was to attain success in those preliminary actions because he was seated in a sanctified place and was concentrating upon one objective, namely the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. Thus all his senses were being engaged in the service of the Lord. This process directly helps the devotee to get freedom from the contaminations of the three modes of material nature. Even the highest mode, the material mode of goodness, is also a cause of material bondage. And what to speak of the other qualities, namely passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance increase the material propensities of hankering for material enjoyment. And a strong sense of lust provokes the accumulation of wealth and power. One who has conquered these two base mentalities and has raised himself to the platform of goodness, which is full of knowledge and morality, cannot also control the senses, namely the eyes, the tongue, the nose, the ear and touch. But one who has surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of Lord Hari, as mentioned above, can transcend all the influences of the modes of material nature and be fixed in the service of the Lord. The Bhakti Yoga process, therefore, directly applies the senses to the loving service of the Lord. This prohibits the performer from engaging in material activities. This process of turning the senses from material attachment to the loving transcendental service of the Lord is called Pratyahar. And the very process is called Pranayam, ultimately ending in Samadhi or absorption in pleasing the Supreme Lord Hari by all means. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very wonderful section of the first canto going on where ultimately now the climax of the entire story of Dhritarashtra is coming. Vidurji, he tried his whole life to give counsel, good counsel to Dhritarashtra. And now ultimately, he has become successful. So that is the purpose of a pure devotee. He never gives up. If a devotee is give up, you know, then there is no hope. One time Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was serving Prabhupada in last month, 3rd November 1977. And he was telling the book distributions course to Prabhupada. And he was saying that, Prabhupada, so many books are getting distributed. Every day some new book is getting printed. So Prabhupada said, now you have to open temples all over the world. You know, and what can I do now? I'm just simply dreaming, and you are actually fulfilling the dream. You are on the field. So Jayadwait Maharaj was there. He said, Prabhupada, you are like Mahavishnu, just lying at one place and dreaming. And just by his dream, entire universe is getting manifested. So that is the purpose of a pure devotee. He never ever gives up. He always keep trying to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And that's how Vidura has become successful. And in the previous verses we have seen, Vidura very strongly he told, at least you have not become Narottama, you have become a Dhira. Just give up this place. You are staying in the house of your own enemies. And you are living on the remnants of Bhima. So that is how. And he gave such a wonderful spiritual knowledge that ultimately some layers of ignorance were removed. Some layers, why? Because he ultimately could not achieve devotional service because of his offenses. Ultimately he could enter the Brahman realization. So that's the desire of Dhritarashtra which was destroyed now. Aho mahiyasi janto jivitasha yatha bhavan bhima pavarjitam pindam adatte grihapalvat. That's what Vidura says. Just see the desire of a living entity to enjoy in this world. You are living like a dog, eating the throne remnants. So that's what Bhagavad Gita says. The lust, desire to enjoy, covers the knowledge. Avritam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina. It is the eternal enemy of a living entity, which keeps on burning. Kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena analenacha. So Dhritarashtra, he was born blind. But that was not so much of debilitating thing. The most difficult and most troublesome thing which he had was he became moha andha also. He became blinded by the illusion of attachments in this world. And this blindness is more dangerous than being janmandha. We have seen many devotees also, you know, who are blind from birth, but still they are so very eager to take this process of Krishna consciousness seriously. They are taking darshan of the Lord every day. One time one devotee was standing and he was, you know, he could not see. Standing in front of the Lord for a long time. So somebody asked, Prabhuji, what are you, why are you standing for such long time? So he said, I cannot see the Lord, but if I am, you know, standing here praying to the Lord, Lord will see me. That will purify my heart more. That will remove the layers of ignorance. But if somebody is blinded by illusion, pride, prestige, then it is very, very difficult. As in the 8th canto, Vamandev, when he chastises Bali Maharaj and binds him in Varuna Pash, there he speaks a very interesting verse. He says, Janma karma vayo rupa vidya aishwarya dhanadibhi yadi yasya na bhavet stambha tatrayam mad anugrahat. He says, if a person in this world has good birth, janma, karma, good activities, beautiful youthful body, vidya, aishwarya, dhan, all these naturally make a person proud. But in spite of having all these opulences, yadi yasya na bhavet stambha. Stambha means arrogance. You should understand that he has received my mercy. Tatrayam mad anugrahat. So this is possible only by the mercy of the Lord. And the mercy of the Lord comes through devotees. And that's how we have seen in this chapter. By the mercy of Vidura, Dhritarashtra, he could come out of his blindness, of illusion. He was actually already blind, but now he has actually come out of his blindness of illusion by the strong instructions of Vidura. So that's how from Dhritarashtra we can understand that if we practice the spiritual principles and take association of devotees, then we can learn to give up our prejudices, because sometimes they become so big that we can't see the realities of the world. So that is a problem which Dhritarashtra had. And by the mercy of Vidura, he is now, you know, coming to the perfection. He is, as Narada is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj, don't worry. he will attain perfection in some time for sure. And that's the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, to cut off the illusions of every living entity. Anartha upashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya ajanato vidvam chakre satvata samhitam. So people of this world, they are not aware that they can come out of the problems and illusions of the world. Anartha upashamam, just to destroy the anarthas, bhakti yoga is the only way. And that's why Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that by the process of bhakti, Dhritarashtra also could come out. Brahmaji, he tells to Narad Muni in the second canto. He says, Narad Muni, my words never go wrong. My senses, they never go towards, my senses are never deterred towards sense gratification. My mind never goes towards sinful things. You know why? Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. So that is secret. Na bharati me angam rishopalakshate na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati na me rishikani patantya satpathe yanmai ridautkan chavata drito hari. My words, bharati, bharati means the words. Mrisha upalakshate, my words never go false. Na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati, my mind never goes towards wrong things. Now me rishi kani patanti, my senses never go towards sense gratification because yanmai ridautkan tyavata dhrito hari. So that is the secret which Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing in this purport. In the translation also, hari bhavanaya, the word used is hari bhavanaya. Because ultimately all the yogic processes, whether you take the process of karma or a jnana or ashtanga, ultimately bhakti is the main ingredient that catalyzes the entire reaction. Otherwise, ultimate product will not come. You will not achieve success. So this process of Ashtanga Yoga also, unless one does not meditate on the Lord who is there in the heart, one doesn't get success in life. Success in that field, Ashtanga Yoga. So this Dharana and Dhyana, that is the process of Bhakti, which is there in the Ashtanga Yoga also. And that is what is making Dhritarashtra successful. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, Sar, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Leela Tattva are. So all these six potencies, six tattvas, they are explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrit by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that we can come out of these illusions of this world. And that should ultimately make us realize that this is the most sweet thing. Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes in his diary, in the last diary, Prabhupada's last few months, Prabhupada, whatever was there in his in this earth. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he would write every day. So October 20, 1977, about 1 month before Prabhupada left this world. So there was one doctor, Gopal, he would come to examine Prabhupada and he was telling, Swamiji, can you take anything besides Mishri Jal? You know, he was not able to take anything. He was just taking some sugar water, Khadi Shakkar, Pani. So Prabhupada said, yes, Harinam, that is the best thing, you know. So that is the ultimate sweetness which we need to experience and taste. That's why we have come. That's why we are trying to practice. Otherwise, after a living entity comes in this world, he gets covered by various layers of ignorance. First of all, the layer of false ego covers the living entity. Avarana. The avarana of false ego is so strong that the original knowledge of spirit soul gets lost. Then the layer of subtle body and then the gross body comes in. And that ultimately completely covers the conception of I am the servant of Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavancha kare nikataste mayatare jhapati adare. So that is what is happening. And then, just like Dhritarashtra is bewildered, whole life, Akrura came to counsel Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra said, oh Akrura, your instructions are like lightning in the cloud. They don't stay in my mind. They just illuminate my mind for some time, but then it is again ignorance and darkness. So Dhritarashtra admits, you know, so that last limb of piety, dharma is still there, truthfulness. He accepts that he is not able to follow the instructions. But still, what can he do? Tavad ragada yastena yavat kara graham graham yavan mohungri nigro yavan krishna natejana. Unless one has Krishna in their lives, in his life, they cannot make their home as a temple. It will become a karagraha only. Yavat karagriham griham. The griha will become karagraha. Not griha with a kar, you know. Karagraha means a prison house where the shackles of illusion, shackles of attachment binds a person so much that, and it is such an interesting shackle, person doesn't want to come out also. So that is how time destroys everything in due course. But we have seen in the life of Dhritarashtra, throughout the life, he has just continued this mentality of, I can enjoy somehow. That desire of enjoyment, desire of lordship over this material nature doesn't go. That's what Gajendra prays.
इच्छामि कालेन नयस्य विप्लव तस्यात्म लोकावर्णयस्य मोक्षम.
After reciting all beautiful prayers, he says, oh my lord, now I don't want to live in this animal body. I am covered externally and internally also. Antar bahishchavrita. Avrita hai, you know, my ignorance, my consciousness is covered internally also and externally also. Ichhami kalen nayasya viplava. In due course of time, everything is destroyed by time. Kalosmi lokakshaya. But time cannot destroy this false ego, my lord. Please destroy this covering of false ego. So that is the purpose of, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the purpose of devotional service. To establish Krishna as the Supreme Lord in our heart. Yasyam vai shruya manayam krishne paramapurushe. The more we hear, the more Krishna gets established in the heart. And the more one can cut off this thickest layer of ignorance of false ego. Otherwise, it is not so easy. As Chaitanya Charitamrita says, you know, Maya Devi is so cunning, she keeps one, she never makes one hopelessly frustrated. She keeps one hopefully frustrated, you know. Ki aaj nahi to next time to I will enjoy. The desire never goes. And that is the classic story of Dhritarashtra. Till the last moment, he is thinking still there is some hope. Because he is identifying so much with this body. And as Shukdev Goswami tells in the second canto, when Parikshit Maharaj asks that soul is spiritual, body is material. How come there is a combination of body and soul? How come this combination happened? So then Shukdev Goswami says, actually there is no combination. The question itself is wrong. Atma maya rite rajan parasyanu bhavatmanah na ghatetartha sambandha swapna drashtur yuvanjasa. Na ghatetartha. There is no relationship. It is only because of illusion. One thinks that he is this body. The more one tries to enjoy this body, thinking that I am this body, the more he suffers. That's why Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says in the 13th chapter, Ichha, Dvesha, Sukha, Dukha. We all experience these emotions, right? Sometimes we become happy, sad, envy, you know, liking for something. But Krishna says interestingly, these are the interactions of the matter. Etat Kshetram Samasena Savikaram. These are the interactions of the matter. So how is it? These are not the interactions of the matter. You know, we may think that because I am experiencing this, this is not happening in the dead body, dead matter. Because why Krishna is saying that this is the interaction of the matter? Because actually soul is not affected by any of the things of the world. Only when he starts identifying with this body, then he thinks that he is suffering. You know, a very common example, when if somebody goes to a movie theater and the hero of the movie is, you know, getting beaten by the villain, oh, then the person who is seeing the movie also thinks vichara, you know. He also feels sympathy. He also feels bad. And when he is having good time, then he feels, wow, I am also happy. So that is what is happening.
So therefore, the more one tries to identify with the dead matter, the more one suffers. And the purpose of this world is to frustrate our desires to get us out of this material world. So Kaushalya Mataji recalls that one time she was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there is one person in, this one city, and he is saying that this whole world is an illusion. Prabhupada said, how dare he call it an illusion? This is not an illusion. This material world is not an illusion, it is temporary. And he says, if you make some beautiful painting and I say it is illusion, will it not hurt you? So this world is not an illusion. It is a temporary thing which is created to take us out of this conception, to purify and rectify our corrupted intelligence. Our intelligence has been corrupted, staying in this material world since so many lifetimes. I can enjoy. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shribhir, Edamana, Madhapuma, Naivaratya, Vidhatum, Vai, Tvama, Kinchana, Gochara. So all these things, they make one, understand that, okay, I can enjoy in this world. People think they can enjoy. But Bhagavatam says, unless one comes out of this illusion, he will never be able to relish Krishna consciousness. And the way to come out of this illusion is, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, just taking shelter of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, all the other things, japa, tapa, dhyana, these will not help. In the fifth canto, the story of Priyavrat Maharaj comes. Priyavrat Maharaj, he was already a renunciant and he was staying in the ashram of Narad Muni. But because of a crisis, nobody was there to rule the kingdom. So Swayambhu Manu, he went to Priyavrat to call him. And then he came and he got married and he ruled the kingdom for many, many millions of years. So Parikshit Maharaj asks a question to Shukdev Goswami. How is it that Priyavrat, he was already a liberated soul. He got married. Already he was renounced. He got married. Still he didn't get affected. So Shukdev Goswami says, what is the big thing in this? This is not such wonderful. Bhayam pramattasya vaneshu api syad yatasta aste sahashat sapatnaha. Jitendriya syatmarate buddhasya grihashamam kimnu karoti amadya. He says, if out of fear of this world, if somebody goes to forest, bhayam pramattasya vaneshu api syad, he doesn't go alone, he goes with six wives. Who are the six wives? The five senses and the mind. Sat yata aste sah shat sapatna. But if somebody is staying in the family with jita griha bhayam pramattasya vanesh api syat yata aste sah shat sapatna jitendriyasya atmarati and buddha. These three qualities are important. Jitendriya, trying to control the senses. Atmarati, satisfied in Krishna and intelligently orchestrating his life in such a way that Krishna always remain in the center. Grihashramam kimnu karoti avadya. Are what harm the household life can do to this person? Otherwise, if that is not in the center, then the illusions of the world, they are very, very thick. We see in the story of Indra in the 8th canto, when Brihaspati comes in the assembly of Indra in heaven, he is surrounded by so much of wealth and opulence. That is really, bewildering. And he is not able to understand that my spiritual master has come, I should get up. So there, Shukdev Goswami says, Indras Tribhuvanaishwarya Madullangita Satpathai. Because he had so much of wealth, he fell down from the right path. And then, this was not sufficient. First wealth, then followers. He was surrounded by so many followers who were constantly glorifying him. Parishritai Stuyamana. They were glorifying, praising Indra. Nishevyamano, they were serving Indra.
So that is very, very dangerous.
So Dhritarashtra's whole life he was used to getting so much of service. He was surrounded by so many people who would glorify him. That's why the illusion became more and more strong.
And in this illusion, we require a person who can cut off. And that is the role of a guru. Guru means heavy. That is the role of a sadhu, means to cut.
And that is how Vidurji, he has very nicely cut off the illusions of Dhritarashtra.
And that's how he is able to come out of this, you know, household life. And he is about to leave. He has already left his home and is now sitting in meditation. And focusing his concentration, focusing his mind on the Supreme Lord.
So, in the fifth canto, Rishabhdev describes, Nunam pramattah kurute vikarma yadindriya preetaye aprinoti prasadumanne yadatmanoyam asannapi kleshada asadeha.
People in this world, they are so mad. Pramattah, prakrishta rupena matta. Completely mad.
Kurute vikarma. They don't even fear doing all wrong things. Why?
Indriya pritaya aprunoti, because they want to enjoy senses.
And therefore, an intelligent person does not, you know, endeavor to enjoy the things of the world.
That's what Kaviraj Goswami tells, that you have got a human form of life. Why are you wasting a human form just trying to enjoy this world?
Paiya manushya janma jena shune gauru gun hena janma tara virtu haila.
You have got a human form. Why are you wasting your time eating the poison of this world? Just taste the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
Chaitanya rahita deha shushka kashta sam jivite imrita sei dande tarayam.
If you are not conscious of Krishna, Chaitanya rahita. Chaitanya means consciousness of Krishna. It is like a dry wood. Nothing will grow out from it. No leaves, no flowers.
Jivitei mritasai. Even while he is living, he is like a dead person only.
And after death, he will be punished by Yamraj.
Bile batoru krama vikramanye na shrinvati karna putena rasya.
Therefore, anybody who is not hearing Krishna katha, his ears are like the holes in which snakes live. The snake of time is going to come and devour the living entity.
So that's how, if we are not conscious of Krishna, then all the wealth and all the prosperity of this world, it is like illusion.
All this didn't help Dhritarashtra. Ultimately, he is on his own thinking, what I am doing here.
He is still trying to enjoy.
And now by the mercy of Vidurji, he has come to this understanding.
So that's why Śrīla Prabhupāda says there is only one thing which is lacking in this world, that is Krishna consciousness.
In the 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj tells Shukdev Goswami, Shukdev Goswami, please don't worry. Don't think that I am thirsty and I am hungry. All this thirst and all this hunger is not troubling me.
Naesha atizusahakshunmam tyaktodam apibadhate. Vibantam tvanmukham bhoja chutam harikathamritam.
He says, oh Shukdev Goswami, please don't think I am troubled by this hunger and thirst, because I am drinking the nectar of your harikatha from your lotus mouth. All this thing is not troubling me. All this hunger and thirst.
So Shukdev Goswami says, that is the secret of your firm intelligence.
Samyak vyavasita buddhi. Your buddhi never gets deterred. Your buddhi is always situated on the right path, because Vasudeva kathaya te tava jata naishthiki rati.
Because you have developed unflinching attachment to hear the glories of Lord Vasudeva.
That is the purpose. That is the ultimate goal.
So that is a symptom of foremost intelligence, to connect ourselves to Krishna.
And that's the purpose of entire Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitam.
Krishnera madhuravani amritera tarangini tara pravesha nahi eshravane. तान काली छिद्र सम जानी हासे श्रवण तार जन्म हैला कारणे.
सो कविराज गोस्वामी सेइंग कृष्णस ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम्स दे आर सो वेरी नेक्टरीन अमृत तेरा तरंगिणी एंड इफ यू आर नॉट अलाउिंग द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ महाप्रभु टू एंटर द ईयर्स योर ईयर्स आर लाइक ब्रोकन कॉन्शियल इट इज ऑल यूजलेस.
कान काली छिद्र सम जानी हासे श्रवण तारा जन्म होइला अकारणे.
सो अगेन एंड अगेन ऑल द ग्रेट स्क्रिप्चर्स ऑल द ग्रेट डिवोटीज दे आर टेलिंग वेरी स्ट्रांगली एंड दैट्स व्हाई मेनी टाइम्स पीपल दे टेल यू नो आप लोग इस्कॉन में बहुत कुछ नेगेटिव ही बोलते हैं. यू नो यू ऑल स्पीक अबाउट डेथ एंड ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड स्पीक समथिंग गुड ऑल्सो स्पीक सम नाइस थिंग्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. इतनी अच्छी चीजें हैं दुनिया में यू नो बट द प्रॉब्लम इज यू नो इफ यू डोंट स्पीक अबाउट इट द रियलिटी इज गोइंग टू कम. सो बेटर टू बी प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर इट बेटर टू वर्क ऑन इट. सो देयरफॉर इट इज यू नो डिस्क्राइब अगेन एंड अगेन दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज अ कंप्लीट सोर्स ऑफ मिजरी. इट इज अ फिट वर्ल्ड टू करेक्ट आवर कंटामिनेटेड इंटेलिजेंस. वॉट इज फिट वर्ल्ड? दिस वर्ल्ड इज कंप्लीटली फ्यूटाइल. दिस वर्ल्ड इज इनसबस्टेंशियल एंड दिस वर्ल्ड इज टेम्पररी. सो दैट इज दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. दैट्स हाउ इट इज फिट फ्यूटाइल इनसस्टेनेबल एंड टेम्पररी. एंड द ओनली वे टू कम आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड इज टू हियर भागवतम एंड भगवदगीता. That's what Arjuna is telling to Yudhishthir Maharaj. In the first canto, it will come now. After Krishna departs, and he is so very sad. And he is thinking, what all good things Krishna has done for me, whatever I could do in my life, it was all mercy of Krishna. But now, vanchitoham maharaja harina bandhurupina yename aparitam tejo deva vismapanam mahat. Oh, Yudhishthir Maharaj, now I have become bereft of that supreme personality. That's why I have lost all my strength. And that's why I am so sad. But then he says, in this difficult situation, I am taking shelter of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Desha kalarth yuktani rittapopa shamani cha haranti prasabham chittam govinda abhihitani me. The words spoken by Govinda, they are my only solace. They are my only savior. So that is what is the message of entire Bhagavad Gita. And that is what can take one out of this illusion. Because the problems are going to come anyways. Just like happiness comes, problems also come. But to see problems as mercy of the Lord, that requires a mature intelligence. That requires a heart which is full of devotion. And that is what we are trying to achieve. To tell that, oh my Lord, thank you for giving these miseries, because in this miserable situation I can remember you more intensely. And that is the situation, that is the experience of everyone, you know, who are practicing Krishna consciousness. When the problem comes, our prayers are really intense. And when the problem goes away, then we also pray, but not so intensely. And that's what Narad Muni, he tells, when his only mother departed. The fifth canto story, very, very emotional story. One mother, a poor mother, she has nothing, she is trying to take care of her son. And the son, he had no one but mother. You know, typical emotional, you know, Bollywood story it seems. Bichari ek maa, uska beta. Aur maa ke paas koi nahi, bichari maa. And that maa also left. She leaves, you know, by being bitten by a serpent. And what is the reaction of Narad Muni? Tada tadaham ishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsitaha अनुग्रहम मन्यमान प्रातिष्ठम दिशमुत्तराम. He said, this is अनुग्रह of the Lord, you know, extreme mercy of the Lord. Because of this, I have become detached from now my material attachments. And that is what Parikshit Maharaj also tells. That thank you, my Lord, for giving this curse of, you know, this son of a sage. Because of this, I have become detached from this material world. And when we have this understanding, then even at the time of death, there will be no misconceptions. Nautama shloka varta nam jushatam tat kathamritam syat sambhramo antakalepi smaratam tat padambujam. So anybody who has Krishna in his heart, anybody who has taken shelter of Krishna consciousness, even at the time of death, he will not be confused. His intelligence will never be confused. He will never deter from his right intelligence. Syat sambhramo na. He will never be confused and bewildered. And when we have Krishna in our lives, when we have this right counsel, then we will be able to take decisions properly in all circumstances. That's what we saw in the 7th chapter of this first canto, the story of Ashwatthama. So Arjuna, he got arrested Ashwatthama, and he had taken a vow, I'll cut off the head of Ashwatthama, I'll bring it, and then Draupadi, you can sit on the head of Ashwatthama and take your bath. But when Ashwatthama was brought, Draupadi said, please don't kill him. He is the son of your teacher. He is a Brahmana. So she gives so many reasons. And then Bhima says, no, no, he has to be killed. Hearing the arguments of Draupadi, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, no, no, please don't kill. Krishna says, don't kill. Nakula Sahadev says, don't kill. Bhima says, kill him. So Krishna ultimately says, O Arjun, you have to satisfy your wife. You have to satisfy me. And Krishna also says, don't kill. Yudhishthira Maharaj, you have to satisfy Bhima. You have to satisfy everyone. So that is a very, very difficult situation. How to satisfy everyone? But Suda Goswami says a wonderful word there. How Arjuna could do it? Arjuna sa sagyaya harer hardam mathasina manim jahar murdhanyam dvijasya saha murdhajam harer hardam. Because he had Krishna in his heart. That's why he could take right decisions. That's why he could come out of this dharma sankat. What to do, what not to do. So therefore, if somebody has Krishna in his heart, if somebody has good counsel of devotees, if somebody has knowledge of the scriptures, then he will not be disturbed, even if somebody gives different opinions. Just like that South India Brahmana who was reading Bhagavad Gita, he was not reading properly, but still, so many people were criticizing him. Keha hase keha nindetaha nahi mane, avishto haiya Gita pade anandita mane. He was happy, he was absorbed. And as he was reading, Pulak Ashru Kampashved Yavata Pathan Dekhi Anandito Hoila Mahaprabhurman. And he was experiencing symptoms of ecstasy, and Mahaprabhu was happy seeing all this. So Mahaprabhu asked him, "Are you are not able to read properly, still you are so happy. How come?" Mahaprabhu Puchila Tare Shunnu Mahashay Konartha Jani Tomare Tashuka Hoye. So then this Brahmana says, "Oh Mahaprabhu, oh my Lord, you know, whenever I read Bhagavad Gita, I see the cover page of Bhagavad Gita. And I see the beautiful painting of Krishna holding the reins of Arjuna's chariot, and that gives me ecstasy." Yeah. Arjunera rathe hoy Krishna rajyudhar, vashiyache hate totra shyamala sundar. Arjunere kahite chena hita upadesh, eilagi hoye moro anand avesh. That's why I'm experiencing ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu says, you are only qualified to read Bhagavad Gita. Prabhu kahe Gita pathe tomara yadhikar. Tu mita janiha sei Gita rarthasar. So that is the wonderful understanding one gets. And that is how one's intelligence becomes fixed in all the disturbing situations also. So that's how, by hearing the instructions of Vidura, ultimately Dhritarashtra has come out of this illusion, and his intelligence has become fixed by the mercy of the Lord. And that's how now he is about to achieve the perfection of Brahman realization. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you.
Yes, yes, please. In the Bhagavatam class,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Priyavrat,
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
four brothers,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Nivruttinath, Sopandev,
Hare Krishna,
and their father has
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
they have to be,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
four brothers were looked down
upon. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
They were called as sannyasis.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
What would you like
to do? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
So the Vedic system is
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Grihastha, Brahmachari, then he realized he can enter the Grihastha ashram. And then ultimately he wants to take sannyas. So naturally, if a person is Grihastha, he will have children. Then only he can take sannyas. But the problem is because people of the world, they are not aware of the Vedic world national system and the spiritual life and the knowledge of the scriptures. That's why they make so much fun of people who are following the spiritual path. So a spiritualist should not be confused and bewildered and get irritated by the so many words of these people.
Because
we see in the Bhagavatam that that Brahmana, Avanti Brahmana, when he left, he was very greedy and ultimately then he left and he was practicing the path of detachment and devotional service. Still people were criticizing him. So therefore anybody who is practicing spiritual life, he will be criticized. And naturally those who are connected to that person, they will also be criticized. That this person has left all his responsibilities. And he is running away from the worldly responsibilities. So we should not be disturbed so much because we are aware that whatever we are doing, it is in line with the scriptures and in line with the desire of the Supreme Lord. So that's how all these personalities of Bhagavatam, they tell, they show by their example, they don't get disturbed. Just like this Avanti, this South Indian Brahmana, he was not disturbed. So that is how we should see these circumstantial things.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhupada,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Ram.